meeting for Monday night or Letes Vov's Sivan. Hey, there's a Shaila. I think I spoke this out once before. I don't remember. It sounds a little familiar. The Shaila by a contemporary acronym, instant mashed potatoes. In other words, you have powder that was formed by crushing dehydrated potatoes, so it became a powder, and now you add water to that powder and you may have like reconstituted, I guess, mashed potatoes. So some hold, obviously it would be shahakol I don't know if the powder is edible, if it has any taste to it, but if you would eat it at that point, it's a powdered form, it's certainly shahakol. So the question is, you reconstituted it by pouring in water, and now it looks like mashed potatoes, which you make adama on. But not real adama material, it comes from a shahakol powder, and it just looks like it would look. So some hold it for adama, because it regains the original standing as mashed potatoes, and you make adama. It is like the later Achrayim, contemporary Achrayim, and from Zalman and Yashiv, and some hold that no, once they're Shahakol, and once they're Shahakol, they can't become Adama again. So that's a Shaila. Interesting Shaila. You get back your mashed potatoes or not. Okay, we'll continue now. We're learning Chavis Halvavis, we're learning Shara HaKniya, we're up to Paragimel. And he talked about what kniya is and different types of kniya. One is unhealthy, one is necessary, but not an ideal state by any means. It's just it's a totsa'a of circumstances. And the kniya that's ideal that we're looking for is via Kadosh Baruch Hu. Perek Shlishi. Aval asibos asher tia kniya v'ashifos bavurim en odom achar ga'avoso eser. He gives 10 examples in this perek of kniya that's not unhealthy, not the unhealthy kind, but he gives examples of kniya of the healthy kind. It might not be an ideal kniya, but he wants you to understand, you know, it's achar ga'avoso. It's after you have a healthy respect for your capabilities and for what you are, but then something happened, and this includes even the circumstantial kniya, and he gives examples. And if you want to understand exactly what it is, you'll listen to his examples, and you'll say, Taka, like that, I get it, that's the picture, that's what kniya is, that's what submission, some translate it as. Normally, it's really anova, it's really humility. But his lashon is kniya. Okay, achas, and he gives examples, and you recognize the examples, and you say taka. Achas kiyachlash kocho mitunoso hativis. But you're physically ill. You don't see many people who are still baligaiva in a wheelchair, and they have to be wheeled around by others. Maybe it's possible, but usually that is a very good humbler of people when you can't get around and you need help to just physically manage. Could be because of illness. Oh, mezagra, your health, not particularly sick, but you don't have a good, you're not strong. Maybe you didn't eat the right foods, so you're not strong. That's all. Oh, chalishus harkavoso. Maybe you were just born that way. You're weak. You know, I guess that's one of the things the Malach says. V'yikona bavurzeh. So, you're needy and you need people. Maybe you need people to wheel you around. You know, I say chas v'sholom, but you know, something you like that. You know, and v'yishchanin elo elokim v'levnei odom. And he turns to Hashem or to people to help him. And he has a very keen sense of dependency. Kemoshe Omar Vayachna Ba'omol Libam. So that's a physical need for people. So what are the characteristics here? This is called shiflus and kniya achar ga'avoso, meaning this is not unhealthy, this is just a natural thing that makes sense, it's rational, it is because of circumstances, but I guess he's giving examples just to, I don't know, I'm not sure why he needs these examples and what they're supposed to bring out. But it gives you a picture of what he's talking about. Because number one is mostly because you need others. Because his oisphere, he concludes the sentence by saying, V'yishchanen el ha'elokim v'levnei adam, to help him. So he's dependent on people, and he feels that dependency. So that's a very, you know, humility, you know, when you need others and you feel that dependency, it's hard to stay arrogant. For Hashenus, we'll learn one more. Kshayipoga, kshayimtsa'eyu pega, orish, something happens, the yitzorech livnei adam, and all of a sudden he needs people, like something happened in his life, an accident, or he lost all his money, and now he needs people. Achash lahoy yitzorech lahem. So he used to never need people. He, you know, felt pretty good about himself. And then now he becomes needy. And he's broken. He's broken from any gaiva that he might feel. Kamosha Omar, and it's a pasuk in Shmuel, it's talking about the klolo, but by Eli there. You find yourself down and out, and you just hope someone will take you in and help you. Vashlishis, we'll learn one more. Kshati olav luzuloso tova oved odefes v'yarechas to olav. This is interesting. Someone is in a good matzav and does chesed with him. Someone's benevolent to him. He doesn't have to. He's not expecting anything back. So you feel kniya to that person. Someone did something for you and he didn't have to, and it's just like purely or virtuously he's doing something for you, and it's maybe something in Mishur HaSadin. Yikonalo, so you feel small. You feel maybe he's going to end up saying that we have to feel, we got to Kodesh Baruch Hu, all of these things. These are all like different buttons that would make me feel kniya. Kamo she'omer Rabbi Michalu Pnei Nodiv, l'chol horeya le'ish maton. Someone who gives me a present, gives me stucco, gives me something I need, does something for me that he didn't have to do, and he shows his chesed, so I feel kniya to that person. Okay, we'll stop here.